Parshas Mitzrayim. In Parshas Tazria, we discussed the tumah of nega tzaras, a nega tzaras that appeared on a person's body. In Parshas Mitzrayim, we'll discuss the tahara, the purification process that this mitzrayim must go through in order to become tahar. And the pasuk says, "Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe leimor." Hashem spoke to Moshe, saying, "Zois tihiyeh tahiras hamitzrayim. This shall be the laws of the mitzvah b'yom taharosai, on the day of his purification, v'huva el hakoyin, and he shall be brought to the koyin, v'yotza hakoyin, and the koyin will go out el lichotz la'machane, outside of all three machanos, v'ro hakoyin, and the koyin will see v'hine, and behold, nirpa nega hatzoras min hatzorua, the nega hatzoras has healed from the mitzvah, from the tzorua." Chazal tell us that tzaras comes on a person because of the avera of lashon hara. This is learned out of pasuk beis, where the pasuk says, "Zois tia teres hamitzara." The word mitzara is really made up of three words: moitzi shemra. This is the law of a moitzi shemra. This is the purification process of the person that spoke lashon hara, that slandered another person. Mitzara comes from the word moitzi shemra. The mefarshim ask that there seems to be a stira, a contradiction between Pasuk Beis and Gimel. In Pasuk Beis, it says, "V'huva el ha-koyin." The Mitzayra will come to the Koyin. In Pasuk Gimel, it says, "V'yotza ha-koyin," that the Koyin will go out to the Mitzayra. Which way is it? Does the Mitzayra come to the Koyin, or does the Koyin go to the Mitzayra? The Sifsei Chachamim, Rabbeinu Sadja Goyin, and in Sefer Ksav HaKabbalah, learn "V'huva el ha-koyin" means the news that this Mitzayra was healed is brought to the Kohen, v'yotza Kohen, and the Kohen goes out to the Mitzvah. The Kohen goes to the Mitzvah. V'huva la Kohen is just telling us that the news is brought to the Kohen. The Chizkuni, Rivash, and the Sephorno all learn that v'huva el Kohen means that we bring the Mitzvah until the edge of the Machaneh. The Mitzvah is not allowed into the Machaneh Yisrael, but maybe he is far outside the Machaneh. We don't want to trouble the Kohen to go so far, so therefore, v'huva el ha-koyin, we bring the Mitzvah as close as he can come to the border of the Machane Yisrael. And then, v'yotza ha-koyin, the Kohen goes out of all three Machanois to the edge of the Machane to see the Mitzvah, to see if it heals. The Parim Yafos is Medayik, that's why the Pasuk says, v'yotza ha-koyin el michutz la-machane, and not v'yotza ha-koyin michutz la-machane. He learns that the Kohen does not actually leave the Machane Yisrael. Since the Mitzvah was brought until the edge of the Machane Yisrael, and he is standing outside the Machane Yisrael right at the edge, V'yotza HaKohen, the Kohen will go out El to Michutz LaMachane, but he won't actually go Michutz LaMachane. He will stand inside the Machane Yisrael right at the edge and look at the Mitzvah, who is standing outside the Machane Yisrael right at the edge. They will be standing right next to each other, the Kohen inside the Machane Yisrael and the Mitzvah on the outside. And that's why the Pasuk says, El Michutz LaMachane, and not Michutz LaMachane. So when the Kohen sees that the Nega has healed, V'tzivo HaKohen, and the Kohen will command, V'lokach, and he will take two birds. Taurus Kahanim explains, V'tzivo HaKohen, the Kohen does the commanding, but V'lokach is with any person. Anybody can do the taking of the birds. V'lokach la'mitaher, and any person can take for the one that became tohar, shtei tziporim, two birds. And these birds have to be chayas, alive. Freked Rashi, of course the birds have to be alive, if the Pasuk says in Pasuk A, V'shochat esat tzipor echos, that you should shecht one of the birds. So why does the Pasuk have to say chayas? It is to tell us that the birds must be chayos and not trepois. You are not allowed to take a bird that has a physical defect that will cause it to die. That's why it says chayos below trepois. Tahiros, the birds should be kosher birds. Ve'itzered, and take a branch of a cedar. Ushni salas, and red wool. Ve'ezoiv, and ezoiv, which is a type of an herb, a type of a grass. Rashi tells us that the shtei tziporim, the two birds, and the eitz erez are telling us the way the mitzvah, the way the one who spoke lashon hara was. Ushni salas ve'ezoiv is telling us the way the mitzvah has to be in order for him to do tshuva. Just like the birds chirp and chatter, so this person that spoke lashon hara chirped and chattered and spoke lashon hara. And just like in eitz erez, is a tall, prominent tree. This person who spoke Lashon Hara was haughty and was a big shot. But what is his remedy that Hashem should be mekabel his tshuva? He should be like a shni selas. The word selas can also mean a worm, the ezoiv and grass. He should lower himself like a worm and like a low piece of grass. This way HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forgive him. Maskal David asks, if the shni selas and the ezoiv are just simonim, signs, to remind him that he should become humble, why do we need two signs, either bring the shni selas or the ezoiv? Why both? And he answers based on the Mishnah in Avos that says, Me'oid me'oid have a shval ruach. A person must be very, very humble. And the Rabbi Bar Tanura explains that even though concerning other midos, a person should take the middle path, the middle of the road, and that is meshubah, that is praised, but when it comes to gaiva, to haughtiness, a person has to go to the extreme and be very, very humble. That is what the Torah is hinting over here. We have two simanim that he should be humble. To tell you, me'oid me'oid hava shval ruach. And the pasuk continues, v'tzivo ha-koyin, and the koyin should command, v'shochat es ha-tzipor ha-echos, and he should shecht one of the birds. Torah's koyhanim brings down a machloikis, who v'shochat is referring to. Who does the shechita? According to one man d'amar, it is a Yisrael. Even a Yisrael can do the shechita. According to the other man d'amar, it is another kohen. The Rambam paskins, like the man d'amar who says that it is another kohen. And the reason why we need two kohanim is because one kohen will do the shechita, while the other one will catch the blood in the kli cheres, in the earthenware vessel. And the pasuk says, v'tziva kohen, and the kohen will command, v'shochat, and either another kohen or Yisrael will shecht the bird. El kli cheres, al mayim chayim, and the blood will be caught in an earthenware vessel that has spring water in it. Rashi tells us it should have a revius of spring water in it, which is the amount of water that when the blood will fall into it, the blood will be recognizable in the water. Then he will take the live bird separately. Ves eto erez, and the branch of the cedar. Veshnia telas, and the wool that was dyed red. Veso ezoiv, and the ezoiv. He will tie the ezoiv and the eitz erez with the shni telas. V'taval oisam, and he will immerse them, referring to the three that were tied together, the eis hatzipor achaya, and also the live bird, v'dam hatzipor hashchuta, in the blood of the bird that was shechted al hamayim achayim, together with the spring water. He will dip all these four things into the mixture of the blood and the spring water. V'hizo, and he will sprinkle it, al hamitar min hatzaras, on the person that became tar from the tzaras, Sheva pa'omim, seven times. There is a machloikis in the 14th parak of Maseches Negoim in Mishnah Aleph, where he sprinkled it. According to one man d'amar, he sprinkled it on the back of the hand of the Mitzayra. According to another man d'amar, it was sprinkled on the Mitzayra's forehead. So he will sprinkle it seven times, v'tiharoi, and he will purify him. V'shilach es hatzipor hachaya al pnei hasodet, and he will send the live bird off to the open field. This is a siman that just like the tzipor hachaya, the live bird, goes off and flies away, so too the tzaras is going away from the person. V'chibes hamitares begodo. Then the one that became tahar will be toivel his clothing. V'gilach es kol sa'oroi. And he will shave all the hair of his body. V'rochat pamayim. And then he will be toivel himself in a mikvah v'toher, and he will become tahar. V'achar yovoi el amachne. After he does all this, he may enter the Machane Yisrael. Which means that after the mixture of the blood and the water was sprinkled on the Mitzvah, after the Tzipor HaChaya, the live bird, was sent off, after the Mitzvah was tovel himself and his clothing, and after all his hair was shaved off, then he may enter the Machane Yisrael, but V'yoshav michutz la'aholoi shivas yomim, he must stay outside his tent for 7 days. Chutz la'aholoi, staying outside his tent, is a euphemism to say that he is usur to have relations with his wife. So although he is allowed to enter the machane, he is usur to his wife. And although during the time that he was michutz la'machane with the neged tzaras, he was not usur to his wife, so why now when he comes into the machane is he usur to his wife? Maskil Dovah says that this is an incentive that the Torah is giving that he should bring his karbonos on the 8th day. Because we are afraid that maybe now that he can come into the machne, he might not bring his karbonos to be mitar himself completely. Therefore the Torah says, you are usher to your wife now, and you will not become mutter until after you bring your karbonos. The Malbim is Medayek. Why does it say V'tiharoi twice? In Pasuk Zayin it says V'hizo al metar min atarah sheva pa'omim, you will sprinkle the mixture of blood and water on the Metzorah V'tiharoi and then he will become tar. And then again in Pasuk Ches V'rochatz pamayim V'toher, he will immerse himself in the mikvah and become tar. Why does it say V'tar twice? He answers that the Torah only says V'tar by a step in the Tahara procedure, that if this step is not done, then the Tahara will not take place. That's why the Pasuk says in Pasuk Zayin, V'hizo al hamitar min atzarah sheva pa'omim, he will sprinkle from the mixture of blood and spring water on the person that became Tahara 7 times. V'tiharoi, and he will be mitar him. The Pasuk says V'tiharoi, because if you do not do this step of sprinkling the water and the blood, then he will not become Tahara. Then the pasuk continues, "V'shilach esat tzipor achayal pnei asoda." He will send the bird to the open field. Over there, it does not say v'toher because this step is not critical for the tahara to take place. And also the next pasuk, "V'chibes hamitaris begodol," where the person that became tahara will be toivel his clothing. It does not say v'toher because again, this step is also not critical and will not prevent the tahara from moving forward. But then afterwards it says, V'gilach es kol sarai v'rochas b'mayim v'tar. He will shave all the hair on his body, and also he will immerse himself in a mikvah. Over there it says v'tahir, because these two steps will prevent the tahara from taking place. That's why it says v'tahir, only if he does these two steps will he become tahar. And the pasuk continues, V'hoya v'ayim hashvi. It will be on the 7th day, which means the 7th day from the day that the bird was shechted. Yigalach es kol sarai. He will shave all his hair, which is a klal, a broad statement. It seems to be mashma, all the hair of his body. But then the pasuk continues with a prat. Es roshoy, the hair on his head. Vezekonoy, and the hair of his beard. Veiz gabois enov, and the hair of his eyebrows, which seems to be mashma, only these 3 places. Then the pasuk continues with another klal, another broad statement. Ves kol sarai yigaleach. He should shave all the hair of his body. This is a klal, prat uklal. It starts off with a broad statement, then a specific statement, and then again a broad statement. And the halacha is that a klal, prat uklal, we darshin and we include things that are ke'en ha-prat, similar to the prat. Just like the prat, roshay, zikone, and gabeseina are places which have kinusar, a dense covering of hair, the nira, and also it is here that is visible, we will also include other places that have a dense covering of hair, and the hair is visible. An example of that would be his mustache, which is kinusar, a dense covering of hair, and venira, it is visible. But it is coming to exclude places that have kinusar, a dense covering of hair, but are not visible. For example, hair of the armpit. And also it's coming to exclude hair that is visible, but it's not a dense covering of hair. For example, hair on the arms. And the pasuk is saying over here that on this 7th day he will shave the hair of his head, his beard, and his eyebrows, and his mustache, but not the hair under his arms, and not the hair of his arms itself, because one is kinusar and not nira, and one is nira and not kinusar. Although in pasuk ches we said on the 1st day v'gilach es kol sa'oroi meant that he shaved all the hair of his body, Rashi in Masechta Sota Daf Tezayin explains that is because over there in Pasuk Ches there is no klal prado klal. So v'gilach es kol sa'oroi literally means all the hair of his body. But on the 7th day he only shaves certain parts of his body because of the klal prat uklal. And after he does the giluach, the pasuk continues v'chibes es begado. He will toivel and immerse his clothing in a mikvah. V'rochatz es besorei b'mayim, and then he will also enter and immerse himself in the mikvah. V'toher, and then he will become tahar. If he touches something at that point, it will not become tameh, except truma. Because concerning truma, he will not be tahar until he has Harav Shemesh, until the sun sets on that night. Concerning kachim, he is still tameh until the next day when he brings his karbanos. And the pasuk says, "Vayoyim Hashmini," and on the 8th day, Yika, he will take his karbonos, Shnei Chavosim Tamimin, 2 sheep that do not have a mum. 1 sheep will be for a carbon osham, and 1 sheep for a carbon oila. V'chavsa achas, and 1 female sheep for a carbon chatos, bas shenasa in its 1st year, Tamima without a mum. Ushloisha esroinim soiles mincha belulav hashemen, and 3/10 of an eifa of soiles, fine flour mixed with oil for a minchah. The reason for 3/10 of an ephah is because we have 1/10 for every animal. 1/10 of an ephah for the asham, 1/10 for the oila, and 1/10 for the chatas. And although usually a mincha is not brought together with a chatas and asham, only with the carbon oila and shlamim, over here it is a gzeres hakosov, that by a carbon of a mitzvah, the asham and the chatas also are accompanied by a carbon mincha. The loig echad shemen and a loig of oil. The purpose of this loig of oil is, like we will see further, it will be sprinkled toward the base kodesh hakadoshim, toward the base hamikdash, and also sprinkled on the mitzvah. The hemet hakoyin hamitar. And the kohen who is doing the purification will place Esa Isha Mitar, the person that became purified, the Oisam and them and all the animals, Lifnei Hashem, before Hashem, Pesach Oil Moed, by the opening of the Oil Moed. It does not mean that the Mitzvah is actually standing in the Azara, because he is a Mechusrei Kippurim, he did not bring his carbon yet, and he is not allowed to enter the Azara, but it means that he stands in the Shah HaNiknar, the gate that was donated by Niknar, which was on the eastern side of the Azara, and it did not have the Kedusha, the holiness of the Azara, and the Mitzvah was allowed to stand there. So everybody, he and his karbonos, will be standing in the Shaar Niknar. The lokach hakoyin, and the kohen will take as hakeves ho echad, one sheep. The hikriv oisei la'osham, he will bring it into the Azara for the sake of bringing it as a carbon osham. The loig hashomen, and also the loig of oil. The heinif oisam tnufan l'fnei Hashem, he will pick them up. The loig hashomen and the live animal, he will pick it up and wave it before Hashem. Zot Rashi, the Pasuk Beis, Zois Tia Teres HaMetzorah, this will be the laws of the Metzorah, B'yoim Taharosei, on the day of his purification. Zot Rashi, since it says B'yoim Melameid, this teaches us, She'in Metaharin Oisei Balayla, that we do not purify him at night. It is obvious that the Karbonos are not brought at night, because the carbon is never brought at night. The Pasuk is coming to tell us that even the whole procedure with the tziporim, the birds, and the etzeres and ezoiv, that is also done during the day. El michus la-machaneh, the kohen will go outside of all three machanos, chutz l'sholosh machanos, shenishtaleach sham bimei chilutoi, that is the place where the mitzvah was sent when he was considered a definite mitzvah. Chayos, he will take two tziporim, two birds that are chayos, prat l'treifos, this is coming to exclude a bird that is a treifa, that has a physical defect that will not allow it to live. Tahiros, prat l'oif tamei, this is coming to exclude that you should not bring a oif tamei, a bird that is not kosher. Lefisha negoyim boyin al lashon hara, since negatzaras comes because of the avera of lashon hara, shehu maase pit putei dvarim, which is an act of verbal chatting, lefikach, whose kaku l'taharosoi, therefore it was necessary for the tahara, for the purification of this person, to bring tziporim, birds, shemefat fin tamid b'tzifs of koil, because they always talk by making chirping sounds. So just like the birds are always making sounds, that is what this person was like when he spoke lashon hara. The eitzeres, and this person was also like an eitzeres, l'fishanagoyim boin agasi ruach, because negoyim come, because a person is haughty, who is high and tall like a cedar. Ushnisa las ve'ezoiv, he should also bring wool dyed red and ezoiv. Ma takanosoi, what is this person's remedy? V'yisrape, in order that he should be healed. Yashpil atzmei migavosoi, let him lower himself from his haughtiness. Kisei las, and lower himself like a worm. Uke ezoiv, and like ezoiv, like grass. Eitz erez, makel shel erez, this means a branch of a cedar. Ushnisa las, Loshoin shel tzemer, a piece of wool shaped like a tongue, savua zahoris, that is dyed red. We must understand why Rashi over here felt the necessity to explain what Shni Tolas is. This is not the first time where the Torah says Shni Tolas. If you look in Parshas Truma, when the Torah is listing all the things that were donated for the Mishkan, over there it says Usecheles, blue wool, v'argomon, and purple wool, v'seilas shani. Over there, Rashi does not explain what it means. Why does Rashi wait until here to explain what it means? And also, we must understand why over there it says Tailas Shani, and over here it says it in the reverse order, Ushni Tailas. And Rashi continues, Al Mayim Chayat, Noisim Oisam Tchila Bekli. He puts the spring water first in the vessel. Kidei Shiyehe Dam Sipar Nikar Behem, the amount that the blood of the bird will be recognizable in this water. The kamahem, how much water would that be? Revius e revius. Es a tzipor achaya yikach oisa. Rashi is bothered why it says the extra word oisa. It should just say es a tzipor achaya yikach. He should take the live bird. Why does it say yikach oisa? He should take her. Malame. This comes to teach us she'enoi oigdai imahim. He does not tie the live bird together with the eitz ered, ezer, and shnisa las. Elo mafrisha la'atzma, he separates the live bird by itself. Avo but, ha'etz va'ezoiv, the eitz and the ezoiv, kruchim yachad v'loshen hazaharis. They are tied together with the wool that was dyed red. The wool that was dyed red is wrapped around the branch of the cedar and the grass. Ke'inyin shenemar, like the pasuk says, ves eitz ha'erez, and the branch of the cedar, ve'shnia toilas, and the wool that was dyed red, Vesar Ezoiv, and the Ezoiv. Kicha Achas L'Shloshton, it says one taking for all of them, which means they were all tied together. But concerning the Tzipor HaChaya, it says Yikach Oisa, take her, which means separate her. Yochel, I might think, Kishem She'enu Bechlal Aguda, just like the live bird was not included in the tying, Kain Loitehe Bechlal Tfila, it should also not be included in the dipping. Talmud Loimer, that's why the pasuk has to come back and say, V'toval Oisam, you should be toval them, the Eis HaTzipor HaChaya, and also the Tzipor HaChaya. All four of them are immersed in the blood and the water. The Torah brings back the bird to include it again, that it also should be toveled in the blood and the water, even though it is not tied together with the rest of them. The pasuk continues. The pasuk is teaching us after he is allowed in the machaneh, he is usher to his wife. He will shave all the hair on his head. That is a klal. Uprat, which is followed by a prat, uklal, and then it is followed by a klal. And whenever you have a klal, prat, uklal, lahavi, it's coming to include anything similar to the prat, which is kol makom kinusar, any place that has a dense covering of hair, v'nira, and any place where the hair is visible, those type of places you must shave. The head, the beard, the eyebrows, and the mustache. Zokrashi v'kavso achas, he will bring as a carbon one female sheep, that will be lechatos, u'shloisha esroinim, and 3/10 of an eifa for a mincha, leniske shloisha kfosim halolu, that is for the minchas nesachim, the mincha that is brought together with nesachim, which means the pouring of the wine. You will bring 3/10 for the 3 sheep, shechatosoi v'ashom eshol mitzora, because the chatos and the osham of a mitzora, to unim nesachim, they need a minchas nesachim. And this is a gzeres hakosov, because all over a chatos and a osham do not need and are not accompanied by a minchas nesachim. V'loig echot shemen, what is the purpose of this loig shemen? Lahazois olav sheva, to sprinkle upon him 7 times. Yosef Halel is bothered by the word olav, because if you look at the pasuk later, we see clearly that the loik shemen was not sprinkled on him, but rather it was sprinkled 7 times towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Therefore he takes out the word olav, and we read it lahazoi sheva, to sprinkle 7 times, which means towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Velite mimenu, and to take from this oil, and put it al tnuch oznai, on the cartilage of his ear, and to place it on his right thumb and right big toe. Lifnei Hashem, all of these, which means the Mitzora and the Karbonis, will stand Lifnei Hashem, Bishara Niknor, in the gate of Niknor, V'loi Ba'azara, not in the actual Azara, Atzma, Lefi Shehu Mechusa Kippurim, because the Mitzora still did not bring his Karbonis, and therefore he may not enter the Azara. Nehikriv Oisel Osham, and he will bring it close for an Osham. The pasuk cannot be telling me Vehikriv that he is bringing it on the Mizbeach already, because in pasuk Yud Gimel it first states that he is shechting it. So what does it mean Vehikriv Oisel Osham? Yakrivenu L'Teich Azara, he should bring it into the Azara L'Shem Osham, for the sake of an Osham, which means since this carbon was standing in the Shar HaNiknar, the pasuk is telling us, bring it into the Azara for the sake of a carbon asham. Lahanif, shutan tnufachai, this sheep must be picked up while it is alive. Vehenif oisam esa asham vesa loig, what does it mean he picks them up? He picks up the asham and the loig shemen.